Woman was experiencing a mental health crisis when she threw her four-year-old son into Atwood Lake Saturday morning. Tuscarawas County Sheriff Orvis Campbell updated reporters Monday on the investigation. The body of the child, identified as Vincent Miller of Millersburg, was found near a dock at the Marina West Saturday night. The body of his father, 45-year-old Marcus Miller, was pulled from the water Sunday morning. Campbell says the elder Miller had earlier intentionally drowned himself after a crisis of faith. His wife drove their daughter and twin sons to the lake in a golf cart and crashed the vehicle into a stone wall before it went into the water. Witnesses rescued the woman, and the children got out on their own. She remains hospitalized. An investigation continues. Charges were filed against a 77-year-old North Canton man after a Saturday night incident. Robert Henderson was accused of firing several shots outside a restaurant at Washington Square in North Canton. Henderson was located in his car, in which police found a rifle and a handgun matching the one described by witnesses at the scene. No one was hurt. Charges include aggravated menacing, discharging a firearm, and inducing panic. Police say Henderson shot toward Lucky Star Express because he believed the restaurant was to blame for food poisoning experienced by himself and his wife. The new mayor of North Canton has appointed his replacement on city council. Matthew Stroya has named Daniel Peters as interim council member at large. He'll serve through November 30. Peters was appointed to council in 2009 and elected to five terms, serving as president from 2014 to 2021. He is not a candidate in the November election. Stroya resigned the seat last month when he was named mayor. Canton police continue to investigate a hit-skip crash that put a man in the hospital. It happened shortly before midnight Thursday. An SUV was southbound on Harmon Avenue Northeast when it made an improper left turn onto Fairmont Boulevard and hit a westbound motorcycle. The Canton man in the motorcycle was apparently dragged for a short distance. The SUV drove away. The biker was taken to Mercy Hospital and is expected to recover. Suspect vehicle believed to be a gray-colored Ford Edge. Anyone with information asked to call Canton police at 330-438-3385. The Timken Company says it has a new president and CEO. The board of directors announced Monday Lucien Boldea will take over effective Monday. Tarek Mehta resigned in March after less than a year. A spokesman said the sides parted ways when it became clear he could not relocate to Timken headquarters. Timken says Boldea comes from Honeywell, where he was president and CEO of Industrial Automation, which has 31,000 employees and 70 manufacturing sites. A man sentenced for a fatal accident in East Liverpool. 70-year-old Paul Voinovich was given a 180-day jail sentence Monday by Columbiana County Municipal Court Judge Timothy McNichol. 60 days were suspended. Voinovich pleaded no contest earlier this month to a count of vehicular homicide and manslaughter. He was driving on St. Clair Avenue in April 2023 when his vehicle struck and killed 76-year-old James Schmidt of East Liverpool as he crossed the street. Voinovich will be on probation for 2 years, his license suspended for 4 years. Wellsville man has his appeal turned down for raping a boy over a period of nearly 7 years. The 7th District Court rejected all four arguments made by 70-year-old Spencer Kidder. He was convicted by a Columbiana County Common Pleas jury in September 2023 on charges of rape, sexual battery, and gross sexual imposition. Kidder was sentenced to life in prison on the rape counts with consecutive sentences for the other convictions. The appeals court upheld the convictions by Columbiana County Common Pleas Court. A second person has died of injuries suffered in an explosion at a Liberty Township home. The Summit County Medical Examiner's Office says 4-year-old Jacob Braun passed away Saturday morning. Ruling on the cause and manner of death has not been issued. Braun was injured in the June 7th blast at the East Montrose Street residence. 34-year-old Justin Braun also died of his injuries. The state fire marshal's office believes illegal fireworks were being manufactured in the home. Multiple fire departments responded to an explosion at an orphan well south of New Matamoras. Reno Volunteer Fire Chief John Bradford says the call came just before noon Monday as an explosion on a well pad. Bradford said 6 people were injured, 5 in critical condition. All were transported to Marietta Memorial Hospital and life flighted from there. Contractors were working on plugging an abandoned orphan well when the explosion happened. Ohio Division of Natural Resources Press Secretary Karina Chung said the ODNR, Division of Oil and Gas Resources Management, sent an emergency response team to Independence Township and Wayne National Forest. Ohio's Orphan Well Program was created in 1977 to plug abandoned oil and natural gas wells across the state.